So be prepared, be smart, and follow along with us at WGCLradio.com. Now, I'm talking to you, and you and your family do what you and your family need to do, but Mayor Hamilton has a whole city to worry about. Well, good afternoon, my friend. It's a nice walk down the 7 line today, but that's not going to be the case once we get to Thursday evening. Good afternoon. I hope you're feeling better, and, well, now that you're feeling better, we've got all this fun to deal with here coming up. Well, the Christmas holiday is great, but this forecast perhaps isn't.
Well, I appreciate you keeping people so informed about it. I do feel fine. That's nice. Thanks for your asking about that. I've rebounded well, as you indicated. You know, the city government gets pretty focused on this kind of weather threat. Both our public safety side of the house, trying to make sure we have places for people to go who need to stay warm, continuing to work out and watch out for people who are at risk, as well as the public works side, which is trying to make sure we're keeping everybody able to get about and move. And if there are any issues that arise, as you noted, it's kind of complicated with the rain that can get quickly followed by freezing stuff. That makes it harder to prepare the streets. But I promise you there are meetings and conversations going on constantly about that.
And I think that's the right word, to prepare the streets. I don't know if you're going to send crews out when the wind chill is minus perhaps whatever it could be, 25 or 30 below. This is from Indianapolis, 34 at 8 p.m., 8 at midnight. So in a four-hour stretch, I mean,
right?
I've had some of my buddies be like, "Oh, we've had a 50-degree swing before." Yeah, when it's 75 becomes 35 or a 40-degree swing. Well, that's not freezing or wind chill or anything like that. We know it's not fun to send crews out. What is the plan if we get 4 or 5 inches of snow? We know the kids aren't in school, so is it a different plan of attack than it would be, say, on a February 12th, for lack of a better?
No, not really. I mean, the sanitation crews are the ones that we're particularly concerned about super cold weather, but they are not going to be scheduled to work Friday morning anyway, so that's good. You know, the street crews are inside their vehicles, and they'll go out in all this weather. The challenge is we like to, and I'm not a street snow engineer any more than I am many other things, but I know we like to pre-treat streets with brine and things that can help prevent freezing, but you can't do that if it's raining. So
it's like a perfect storm, huh?
Yeah, if the rain just kind of shifts directly into freezing rain and ice and snow, you can't do as much pretreatment. But we're going to be already planning for the schedules to try to have crews available through Thursday afternoon, night, all day Friday, into Saturday as we need to. It's a great, amazing bunch of people who know how to do this, and they will do their best, and I appreciate everybody's patience to help them do their work and to thank them and wave to them and hold them in your thoughts as they're doing all their work in the coming few days.
Now, conversely, there is absolutely nothing you can do if we have the freeze and tree branches and power lines decide that in the wind and anything else. That's the tougher part, because you can't help.
Yeah, we can help if there's emergencies, and we obviously do, and clear things out. But if we lose power, if people lose power, that's really important. It's good for people to watch out for each other, know who's vulnerable in your neighborhood, in your home, in case you do lose power. Try to be ready if that were to happen for a few hours, or hopefully not more than a day or two if that were to happen. But we had a power outage at City Hall yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to ask you about that. The old zappage. I was. It was right before I went on the air. And
did you have it hit you?
I got zapped, but I guess our generator kicked on quite quickly. But I heard everything. Yeah. You know that sound when everything resets. You know, everything's
right,
beeping
right.
and doing that. So that was interesting. I guess I was up at 14th Street and
that construction project east of Walnut. Yeah, we had the same with generators, but I know not everybody has that kind of backup power. So do be ready for that. And again, you know, try to be aware of people who may need help around you. But always, you know, you always can call 911 if there's an issue that you need help with.
And we know the Water Utility Department as well will remind everybody, with temperatures being that cold, if you've had to deal with this in the past, we're getting to some temperatures we haven't seen here recently. So those of you who are newer to town or maybe have some older properties that maybe you're not sure, well, let's make sure, try not to have your pipes get into that category.
Yeah,
you don't want to mess with that.
What do you think the chances are that with all these students gone that somebody might have left not thinking about that? Could be happening in a few places that are going to be empty houses. So.
It's going to be hard to argue with. But if you're in your house, please.
Get ready.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Be ahead. Be prepared and everything that goes along with that. So the road conditions in the evening time on Thursday will start to get a little bit funky because, like you mentioned, if that rain continues to go and that temperature continues to drop, that's probably not where you want to be out and about on a Thursday night. So
yeah, you know, Mike, I'm not thinking about it. I'm not sure I know what it's like if you're in a rain and then temperature drops 30 degrees in 2 or 3 hours. What is that like?
The experts are calling it a flash freeze. So it's not going to be like the cartoon where the guy just points at it and it all goes to ice. But it will be trending in that direction, especially the less traveled roads. So we know,
and you know
and I know, that there are those of you procrastinating for the last minute shopping, you might want to look in that tonight, tomorrow, or during the morning or at your lunch break maybe on Thursday. I don't know how much fun Thursday night and Friday is going to be, let alone Saturday. The forecast for Saturday I have here is 12 and 3. Winds are only blowing 15 to 20 miles an hour as opposed to 20 to 30, so it's just gonna
sounds
be
like
a
good time to do wrapping, maybe, you know.
Perfect.
How about that? Indoors,
make some
wrap
cookies
on Saturday.
Throw a log on the fire, throw an ice cube in your glass, something that does not involve being outside. So there you have it. City Hall will be closed. You close Friday, Monday as well for the holiday. How does that work?
We're closed. We're not closed Friday.
Okay.
We're open Friday. We're closed Monday for the holiday. Now, if there's a county emergency declared that restricts travel to everybody, we typically follow that. But we generally are open, and most of our people will be working, we expect. Then we're closed Monday. But,
there you go, for the holiday. And we will not be here next week. We're taking vacation time as well, so you and I will rejoin everybody on the third day of January.
My last time of the year with you, huh?
This is our last December, or our last 2022. That's right. So
we'll
have to get into our Christmas recipes and New Year's Eve toasts here before we let you go. But before the end of the year is up, there's still plenty of business happening. You had a big city council meeting, was it last Wednesday, when you had a 3 hours of CIB versus 501c3 debate? Eric Spoonmore had kind words to say about how everything, the plan there, just because maybe not everybody agrees with it, doesn't make it a bad plan, but to have the big forward thinking from your office has helped move this along. So what did we learn last Wednesday, and where are we going? I think the commissioner said they would like to hear something before January 1st. Well, I'll let you describe the action.
Yeah, you know, a lot of this is inside baseball, but we play inside baseball on this radio show sometimes, don't we? I continue to focus on how do we as a community design and build and open a signature, excellent, outstanding expansion of the convention center. We have funding set aside for it. We have preliminary plans, and I continue to be concerned that we don't go in a path that will not produce that result. There are obviously different views about that. I think the jury is still out a bit. Some people have spoken up. 3 out of 4 institutions, I guess, in that way have spoken up and said we think a capital improvement board is the right way. I'm the 1 out of 4 that actually thinks probably not. But we'll navigate forward and see how it goes. I don't know exactly how that'll play out. You know, look, Mike, we in the city, we opened a $35 million park a couple years ago. We know how to create a great new park. We opened up a new trades district with the city's best co-work space, and we're opening up a new hospital reuse with beautiful designs. And this is kind of what we do. It's in our bloodstream to do these major outstanding projects. And I'm a little concerned that we can go down a path that will produce a heavily bureaucratic and kind of, what would you call it? I don't know, thick processes that can stop us from doing the excellent work that we need to do. So it's still, the jury's out. I'm continue to be optimistic. I continue to be a proponent of doing an excellent expansion, but I don't know that we have the path yet, but we'll keep working at it. Maybe take a holiday break, you know.
There you go, refresh. Refresh how it is. Right. We'll put it in the freezer, and then we'll thaw it out after for the new year.
Yeah.
The forecast on the new year weekend is in the upper 50s, so that's welcome to.
There we go.
Welcome to Bloomington. If you don't like it, stick around for a little bit, and we will get things changed out. The council meets tomorrow, the 21st. What is so you've got some big ticket items there that you need to deal with as well.
We do. They're busy. That's their last meeting scheduled for the year. You know, we are asking them to approve the appropriation of the bond proceeds. We sold bonds a couple weeks ago, got a good rate, got $1 million more from the market than we had conservatively projected. So we're happy with that. We need that appropriated, and we want to buy the showers building CFC component of that to move our police department and fire department administration into. So we're asking for that support tomorrow, Wednesday night. And also I know that the county is there asking about the rezoning on the potential jail site down on the southwest side of the city. So those are two big things that will be in front of the council. They've got a few other kind of put together items we have to put in place the labor contract that we signed, for example, with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, many of whom will be working this weekend to get their 2023 contract in place and that kind of stuff. But it'll be a long meeting, I expect, but it won't go into the bad weather on Thursday night, I hope.
Well, that might be one reason to get it, nah, it can't go that long, can it? No.
If it didn't go
that long last Wednesday, it's not going to go that long this Wednesday. Well, speaking of public safety as well, you've introduced new firefighter. I saw your picture on the old internet, so it has to be true. Bringing in new public safety officials.
Well, we have... I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to there, Mike. Is it the integrated mobile health stuff that we did?
Or? You swore in a firefighter the other day. Added another one to the under the team.
Oh well, we are. Yeah, I am always bringing in new firefighters and police officers. That's one of the best things I get to do. We have added a firefighter. We got some more police officers coming by the end of the year, I think. It's reminding them who they're joining, the tradition, the excellence, the public service, and we've got five fire stations, and every one of them has at least four people in it 24/7, and we're really excited to have people join us. By the way, if you're interested in becoming a firefighter or police officer, please, it's a great time to get a career going in that.
So just head to the city's website, and you can figure out more information there. And a couple of your fire stations will be used as warming stations.
Yes.
coming up as well. I don't want us to forget about that.
Yeah, you know, if there are people, if you yourself or if people you know or see need, we want to have a space for people to get out of this very dangerous cold. The downtown station, which is actually on 4th Street now, you know, it's not where it used to be, but the temporary station at 4th and Morton, it will be available, as well as the west side station on 3rd Street, just inside of the highway, will be available, as well as some other buildings, county owned. So please We have warm places that people can go. The Stride Center is also open for people who use that regularly, and we don't want anybody to be stuck out in this weather.
Nope, not with what we have on store for Thursday night, Friday, and hopefully that's it. Hopefully not into Saturday. Mayor John, go ahead.
Mike. Just should note that the emergency shelters from Wheeler to Beacon to Middleway House and others and our New Hope, New Life are all doing everything they can to make every bed available for anybody who needs it.
And the holiday is tough enough, and then you throw in this forecast on top of it. So, let's make sure we can pass that along to those who do need it. Mayor John Hamilton is our guest this afternoon. You have some faces shuffling around in your part of the world because we know Deputy Mayor Don Griffin Jr. is heading back to, well, a sort of civilian life starting in the new year. He will no longer be your deputy mayor, but a familiar face from Christmas past will be moving into that. Well, I didn't want to say older because that's not a nice thing to say. And you've rearranged the cabinet a little bit. Tell us who is moving where.
Thanks, Mike. Yes, Don Griffin, you served for not quite 2 years as deputy mayor, and it's one of the toughest jobs in the city. I appreciate his service. And he'll be, as you mentioned, stepping out to run for mayor, which I congratulate him on. And Mary Catherine Carmichael, who has worked with me since January 1, 2016, and even before in the transition, has worked in this office, frankly, the whole time, will be stepping up as deputy mayor starting January 1st. She's a longtime Bloomingtonian. Many people know her. She's very familiar with the city and the city government and our administration and what we're doing. So I think it'll be a very steady handover. And in her stead, she's currently the Office of Engagement Director, doing a lot of the public engagement and outreach and interactions with neighborhood groups and organizations and such. Will be Kaisa Goodman, who's been the chief of staff in the mayor's office, and so that's going to open up that job down the road. And as well, our longtime 7-year human resources director, Caroline Shaw, who also started January 1st, 2016, is going to take a break. She's resigning. That's a tough job too for 7 years, and we have an interim who's working there, Emily Fields, but we'll have that spot open. And these are tough jobs, Mike, and I really appreciate everybody who does them. And it's not unusual to have people say, I gave my public service, I've done my all, and hold up your hand and say, put somebody else in, coach. So that's what we're doing.
A little substitution into the lineup
there.
There you go. But those positions, as people have inquired, do not remain empty. They are filled because I think people think the deputy mayor is, if they don't listen to this program, is a ceremonial role. It is nothing close to that. They oversee, 15 departments?
Yeah, they're really, in many ways, the chief operating officer of the whole city. 16 people, 16 departments, 850 people, close to $180 million of budgets. And every day is a different day. I was with a group of Cub Scouts today, and somebody asked me, tell me about your typical day. And, I have to pause and say, there is no typical day in this life. So with the deputy mayor, always is in the middle of anything that happens.
And Mary Catherine Carmichael, as you've mentioned, she's seen probably just about everything, so nothing's going to surprise her, and that's fantastic. So she will join us, we hope, if you can put a good word in for me. I think she likes coming on the airwaves with me.
I'll check with her. I think that's on the deputy mayor's weekly calendar.
Well,
so
I don't want to beg, but geez, we got a show to run here, for crying out loud.
Okay. I think we can work something out.
Good to hear. Mayor John Hamilton is our guest this afternoon. And as we get through, we want everyone to remember that once we flip the calendar, okay, great. This weekend and next weekend, and we'll be back to start the new year in January. This will be your last 12 months in office. Do you have a different set of goals, because I'm not going to talk to you until January 3rd, or a different set of interests moving forward, knowing that this is the last hurrah? You don't have to worry about re-election or campaigning or things like that. What are you going to focus on here and reflect on over the holiday weekend for the final run-in?
You know, it's 1/8 of my 8-year tenure is still there. I call it so we're in the last half of the last quarter of a game, and a lot of really exciting things can happen in the last half of the last quarter of a game. Not always, but we can do that, and I'm very excited about a lot of good work ahead. I'm happy to go through that. You know, a lot of what I do is ongoing work, ongoing projects, ongoing issues that we're advancing, and I will have some particular things I think that I want to try to wrap up and hand over to the next regime, whoever that is, with a smooth handoff. But I really feel excited about it. Bloomington's in a good place. You know, looking back on 2022, I think about the things that we've advanced, like the digital investment, the $50 million that's coming to put fiber. It's just now gone past 1,200 homes. I just saw the number the other day, and it's going to be building for the next couple years to get everybody high-speed internet access and an amazing digital equity program. I think about the Catalent's announcement of $350 million expansion. We know they hit a bump in the road, but we know that the long term they're viewing this community as a really important community to build on their 3,000 employees. And I think about the Economic Development Local Income Tax, which the council passed unanimously, which lets us do so many important things, from dramatically improving public transportation to doing these investments in the police and the fire and public safety, to supporting housing with $1 million a year, to investing in our climate action plan. So I'm excited. There's a lot to do, and I'm glad I get to tell you about it every week for half an hour. You know,
I enjoy that, and I think our listeners do as well. And one thing that we didn't get to last week, but I want to make sure everybody, and I wanted to ask you if it's still going on, the city of Bloomington is looking for input on the East Kirkwood Avenue closures and parklets. You have a survey online. Anybody can go take that, right? Let everybody
please
know. Okay,
please. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's of course developed during COVID pandemic, but a lot of people really like what's going on there as during the warmer months we make outdoor dining available, and there's a lot of different ways to do it, listen nuances, so we appreciate feedback directly from our restaurant owners, as well as from customers or just people who care about what's going on down there. So please let us know what you think.
And you can find that again at the City of Bloomington's website as well. Just punch it in the search bar. It's that easy. All right, Christmas, let's stay warm. Let's stay smart. Let's help others less fortunate than we do. And hope all the workers that are forced to go out, as you illustrated earlier, are safe and don't take any unnecessary chances if not. And we can also hope that it just kind of brushes up against us. It doesn't have to directly hit us. That would be fine.
Be a nice gift.
That's what we want for you. Happy Hanukkah, happy Merry Christmas, all that together this week. So you and yours have a wonderful holiday, Mayor Hamilton, and we'll talk to you in 2023.
Thank you so much, Mike. I hope everybody can enjoy this beautiful season with family and friends safely and warmly and convivially with each other and peacefully. So I'll look forward to y'all enjoying that, and we'll catch you on the other side next year.